Porcupine Tree there. Time flies. Yes, it does. Born in 67 years, Sergeant Pepper, and Are You Experienced? Yeah. A little key into his influential things as he goes into it. I was born in 69, so I wasn't too far behind this guy. I always find a lot of kinship with that particular musician and stylistic choices. That was from their album The Incident. Came out in 2009. It was the... It was the last Porcupine Tree album for a long time until they did one in 2022. Then, so they resurrected themselves after a long hiatus. Stephen Wilson has been doing solo work constantly throughout that period. And really, Porcupine Tree was always a Stephen Wilson project. Let's face it, folks. It's always been like, it's kind of like Trent Reznor. It's always Nine Inch Nails. It's just Trent Reznor. But, you know, Nine Inch Nails sounds so much cooler, right? Opeth before that, Eternal Rains will come from the Pale Communion album 2014. Incidentally, he and Stephen Wilson are both, Mikhail Åkerfeldt and Stephen Wilson are both close friends, and they've collaborated together, did an album called Storm Corrosion, which was a very interesting record. It sounds nothing like the two bands. It's completely different. I play it occasionally. It's really atmospheric and strange and unique, and it's really cool. So I encourage you to dig that one up in the archives. It came out in 2011. I started the set off with a little old Scorpions from the first Scorpions album, Lonesome Crow. This track called Leave Me. Michael Schenker on the guitar. Yeah, the Schenker brothers were together for a brief moment in time. He left to go join UFO, which I will be playing next. So we're going to get another dose of Michael Schenker. I didn't even put that connection together until just now. Really? I swear to God, I just did. Yeah, I'm pulling something from Strangers in the Night, which is such a great live album. Anyway, yeah, so, you know, hey, we've had the door open. We've had a lot of interesting people stop by, some, you know, showing interest in what we do here and possibly wanting to do a show. Could you possibly want to do a show? I think that you could. Go to our website, the webpage, and there's a apply today, a little scan thing. You can go take it to our email, or you can just type in the email address. I believe it's shows at radiovalencia.fm. And, yeah, you're our, obviously, if you're on the site, you know how to get there. But, yeah, if you're interested in doing a show, we've got a lot of open slots. Anything you see in red on our calendar there, which is now interactive, by the way, will take us to the podcast page. So if you click on the show, it'll take you to the podcast page, and you can listen to any archive show. Really freaking cool. I love it. So we've got a lot of new fresh blood here, and it's been cool. So really enjoying all that. This cool little piece in the background here is by Masada. You know, that's John Zorn. This is his klezmer music here. So the song called Bieroth, and from Masada 5, Hi, I believe it's H-E-I. I believe that's Hi. I don't know how that... I'm not particularly well-versed in Hebrew, so... I probably butchered that. Anyway, hope you enjoy. We're going to have some UFO, some Van Halen, and then we're going to switch gears again, because I do that all the time. Because this is so... It's called Stay in Your Lane. Well, I own all the lanes. This show will take you places you've never been, and some places that are familiar as well. So I try to keep that kind of that path of familiarity available to you while I take you on a path of strangeness and of wonder and adventure. So you're going to hear some stuff that's familiar and some stuff that's brand new. I hope you just stick around and go through the whole gauntlet. I'm the Alchemist. This is Radio Valencia.
Alexa, Google, baby talk. Got California baby dolls. All right. Yes, hello, my name is Mark. Not super rich, no superstar. Did you know the president is super, super, super sexy? Automatic taxi stop. Electric cigarette love, baby. Hotel, rock and roll, the discotheque. Ha ha ha.
little Susie and the Banshees there for you. Yeah, Switch from her album The Scream was the debut record for that band. Yeah, that emerged really much, pretty much right out of the aftermath and the ashes of what the Sex Pistols kind of invaded America, blew up really big. And then they kind of just like burned, fizzled out, obviously, Sid Vicious dying and all that stuff. Yeah, crazy time in the world of punk rock, and it's the 70s. So that came out in 78. The band formed in 76. Great stuff. So we're also celebrating 50 years of punk. We're doing a co-presents, and the show's going to be Mabuhay Gardens, 28th of February. And so we're doing a co-presents. It'll start there, and then it'll move its way on to on Broadway. Yeah, that'll be fun. We're also got something else coming up in a couple weeks up at that'll start at the Roxy House 1 and move its way over to the Kilowatt. It's on the 5th of February, the Thursday, so a little less than 2 weeks from tonight. So come out. That is a fundraiser for us and is tied into the SF Indie Fest. It's kind of a blanket thing, and there'll be some film-related things involved as well. See, well, we have that Morphine Super Sex. Ha, did you know the president is super sex? So, interestingly enough, that song came out in 1995. So, Clinton was in office at the time. And this is before the Lewinsky scandal was released, but it was concurrent to it actually happening. So, the song comes out. So, what did they have? What did they know the rest of us didn't, right? You know, so that's kind of interesting, huh? So, yeah, so that whole scandal happened, like, kind of like the song was out, and it was out, and it was there, and it was like, and then the scandal's going on, this is all going on in the White House, and it gets revealed in 97, so this is February of 97, so now we're talking about 29 years ago, so that's crazy. Anyway, it's kind of fun. A little before that, we had some Van Halen, Drop Dead Legs from 1984, some excellent work from Eddie Van Halen there. Some of his best work, I think, was buried in tracks that were less popular, and I think that's some of his finest guitar work of all time right there is on that track. As it exits. And then, of course, we had a classic track from the legendary live album, Strangers in the Night by UFO. And, yeah, that album is just, as far as live album goes, it's very high in the pantheon of classic history for live albums. So if you don't have it, you should. So it's like a must-have for your collection. All right, what do we got coming up next here? What do we want to tell you? I'm going to play you some interest. I'm going to switch gears on you completely. We're going to do some legendary Pink Dots and some Groundation and some Bocante. And then I will switch gears again because I'm not going to stay in my lane because I own all the lanes. We've established this fact. The lanes are mine. The whole freeway is mine. I can explore any lane I feel like. And you're all happy to come along with me because I love you and I'd like to take you places. So that's what's going to happen. All right. I'm the Alchemist, Radio Valencia, Conquest Cornucopia, Cerebellum Cocktail Hour, Saturday night, the 24th of January in the year 2026. Oh, by the way, this is vital information to listen to. You're going from Naples to heaven. So I'm going to take you to heaven now with some Pink Dots on the Valencia time.
safe within these walls. I watch the world go by, the axes fall, the hours fly. Faces pressed upon the window of this box I watch, the window of this box I watch from. Thank you.
garçon, dis-moi bien. Sans qu'à vivre à la gamelle, y'a qui bon bitin. On peut pas avoir raison, on peut pas dire on tort. La vie a mon raison, la vie n'est pas d'accord.
Nothing. little bit, but not too much. Right about then, that's where she gives up. She has closed her eyes. She has given up hope.
Okay, wow. All right, Talking Heads, Houses in Motion. That's from Remain in Light, 1980. This is featured Adrian Belew on guitar on that album. Adrian Belew, that quite by then, even by then, he'd already played with Frank Zappa and David Bowie, and now David Byrne, and then he would soon after that join King Crimson for probably arguably the finest period of that band's tenure in our great pantheon of music history. And he then later would play with, you know, other greats like, hey, this one right here, Trent Reznor, on the subsequent album, this album. This is actually Fixed, which was the remix of Broken. This is Throw Us Away, yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, and then he went on to do some stuff. He's done collabs with Danny Carey and Les Claypool. This guy's amazing guitar player. He's probably not as well recognized as he should be. Anyway, that was great Talking Heads track there. We had Wrote Us On before that from Bocante. From their Strange Circles album, and it's now shoot of the Snarky Puppy family tree, which has deep roots now and has amazing number of branches out there. So, yeah, that's another fantastic tree of musicians. And then, of course, now we had before that an amazing reggae art band, Groundation, right out of Stockton here. Sonoma, sorry. Very different places. Very, very, very huge influence, all, and still very much in the realm of true roots rock reggae. Everything they do is analog, no digital recording, so it's fantastic. And we started out with a crazy band called the Legendary Big Dots, who have 48 albums to their credit, starting in 1980 and continuing on through even most recently last year. That was a track called A Bargain at Twice the Price from their All the King's Horses album in 2002. So, yeah, great setup, a lot of great avant-garde musicians there, and so I hope you enjoy. We're going to go back into the heavy land, but we're staying in the avant-garde realm. We're going to play a band called Orbs from their album Asleep Next to Science, a song called Megablastic Madness. But I'm going to let this track resonate because Trent Reznor needs to resonate. I'm the Alchemist.